Proclamation number 8,800, dated the April 6th, 1964. Reply to a question about yogis. Your appeal to me will never be in vain when you come to me in spiritual distress, and you are in spiritual distress when you are moved by questions which you cannot answer yourselves, and when answers are demanded of you who work as my messengers on earth. There is no question I could not answer, since no other being exists but me, who knows everything and can therefore also instruct you appropriately. However, it also necessitates a certain degree of maturity to understand what I want to explain to you, because you need a small amount of spiritual knowledge already. You need to know the reason and purpose of your existence as human beings on this earth. Thus you must have received the first piece of information already. Then you will also understand what follows. You know that beings of light, non-fallen beings, also live on earth at all times. They have the constant mission to inform their fellow human beings of a God and Creator and let them know of His will. Because the same happens everywhere on earth. People indeed have a spiritual concept, but they rarely live in truth and will always obey human laws, because they have a certain amount of fear of the power which is figuratively presented to them. They are hardly ever taught the pure truth, because error is predominant in all places on earth. And therefore spiritual mentors will arise among humanity everywhere. People who are given the task by me of conveying the belief in a God to their fellow human beings and of informing them of my will, so that every human being will be able to lead a way of life which will help his soul to achieve full maturity. And the more primitive people are, the stronger are the beings of light which embody themselves amongst them. But these beings live life on earth as human beings. They, too, have to struggle for comprehension first. They have to live a life of love, since love is the only strength they need to become true leaders of their fellow human beings. This concerns the question, do people receive supernatural strength, which they enfold to perform remarkable actions, from me or from my adversary? Love assures their flow of strength from me. For as soon as they live with love, they are also closely united with me and will then be able to accomplish whatever they want. But they can also acquire strength from below. They are equally supported by my adversary, who will provide them with strength if they are not pure spirits of love, thus originated from me to accomplish their mission on earth. If, however, they have love, then they will also be enlightened. They will be aware of their fellow human beings' state of suffering, but they will also know of the relationship between the human being and the whole of creation with me, the God and Creator of eternity. They can now make His strength their own, and I will not withhold it from them, because I see a sincere effort for perfection in these people, and because they are no longer burdened by the original sin and therefore need no longer fear a restriction of power on my part either. Consequently, they themselves, as already enlightened beings, do not need salvation through Jesus. But all their fellow human beings are in need of it, and they have to inform them as well of the One in whom I manifested myself as a human being in order to atone the original sin of all beings. They don't lack this knowledge, but they themselves, being the representatives of other religions, spread a veil across one of the most important problems. They do not enlighten their fellow human beings because they do not want to acknowledge Jesus' special position. They regard him as one of their own and not as the One who is the external cover for the eternal deity himself, and who is and will eternally remain the visible Lord and God to all beings. It is barely understandable that people, who are in heartfelt contact with their God and Creator, ignore this problem, that they, on earth and later from the spiritual kingdom as well, teach innumerable people and always introduce themselves as beings of superior and exalted standing, and yet do not emphasize the one who actually and absolutely is God, Jesus. These spirits of light also walked the path through the abyss once. They recognized and acknowledged me and passed their test of will, but they did not achieve the highest degree of childship to God. This requires complete acceptance of my will, but they stop short of completely submitting themselves to Jesus, who is and remains God eternally. They undeniably achieved the highest degree of maturity on earth. They have utilized my strength and are able to work, although they now make use of my strength on earth and accomplish miracles with it. But Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was not the decisive factor for them. Consequently, they only ever portrayed Jesus to their fellow human beings as a most perfect human being, as a master like many of themselves, and not as someone in whom I wholly manifested and worked myself, in whom I myself atoned the guilt of sin by way of the death on the cross. But when any of the exalted spiritual leaders on earth recognized and acknowledged the Redeemer Jesus Christ, he also sought to guide his fellow human beings into the belief. And thus many people belonging to completely different religions will not find Jesus until they are in the beyond, and will only then be delivered from the original sin, because this sin cannot be atoned by any other human being on their behalf. The original sin can only be redeemed by Jesus Christ, by God Himself, and therefore He also has to be acknowledged as Divine Redeemer. And no one will ever attain beatitude without first having been delivered from his original sin, which can only happen through the One, Jesus Christ, who is the external shell of the eternal deity Himself. There are certainly many people who live a saintly life, who aspire to attain the highest perfection on earth. And yet there is a difference between them and Jesus, because he had known of his mission since the beginning of eternity. He also knew of the agonizing death he would have to suffer, but, furthermore, he knew of the original sin which burdened humanity. His soul descended to earth and traveled the path as a human being in order to atone this original sin. And he invited all people to follow him. He bridged the vast gulf which then could be entered by all people, since until that time there had been no way to get from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of light. The beings of light, which had been sent to earth as prophets prior to this, announced him, the Messiah, who is to bring salvation to people. And only true following resulted in people's perfection again, the attainment of the original condition. God's will was proclaimed to people by prophets first and Jesus himself, since it was no longer known to them due to the original sin by which they were burdened. Thus people, who are burdened by the original sin, have never been able to achieve a high degree of maturity on earth as their will was completely weakened. However, those who performed remarkable deeds on earth, who developed supreme spiritual abilities and were already perfected masters to their fellow human beings, would never have been able to reach this elevated position had they been subject to the restriction of the original sin. But they had descended from above in order to help people. They were not fallen original spirits but had remained loyal to me, yet they can, at any time, also walk across the earth in order to voluntarily shape themselves into gods, which I could not create for myself and which had to be achieved by the human being's free will itself. And again, I have to emphasize that it only required a life of love, that those beings could develop all divine abilities in themselves as human beings, and that every human being can achieve this if he genuinely strives for highest perfection, which is proven by my words, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Single quote. Thus this high degree of maturity can also be achieved by people who are redeemed of their original sin by Jesus Christ. But if a human being is an embodied being of light, which is not burdened by this original sin, it can more than ever achieve this deification on earth, and in view of his exalted maturity of soul he will also be able to recognize the work of Jesus and his special mission. But he will always only attempt to motivate people to also achieve the highest perfection. Yet even such an exalted spirit will not be able to free people from the burden of the original sin, since only Jesus' act of salvation has accomplished this. He can only atone the sins, on behalf of someone which were committed by the human being as such. If he is greater than great love and he wants to help his fellow human being. But atonement for the original sin was only achieved by one human being, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, in whom God manifested himself as human being, because love atoned for this sin and I am love itself. Even the most exalted beings of light in the spiritual kingdom acknowledge me in Jesus. Since I also became a visible God in Jesus for these beings. And this human manifestation of mine in Jesus is the difference between him and exalted, mature spirits, and this human manifestation has to be acknowledged by every being which desires to see me one day, otherwise even the most exalted beings of light would never be able to see me face to face, and therein rests utmost beatitude. Thus it can be rightly stated that no human being can become blessed without Jesus Christ, and the final goal will always be the complete union with me. Nevertheless, every being maintains its own consciousness. Jesus, however, has received me fully. He and I are the same. But you will only completely understand this when you have entered the kingdom of light. Amen.